It's time. The afternoon show entertaining NWA for over a decade. It's 3B Radio.
Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
Brandon and Bailey, only on The X.
That's it. It's go time.
It's go time.
3B Radio.
3B Radio, New Rock 104.9 The X. Good afternoon. Happy freaking Friday to you. We've arrived to the weekend. Very excited here. Getting those triple digits this weekend. Lots of sunshine. Lots of things happening. Janet Jackson is in town right now. That's pretty exciting. And oh yeah, also Andy Frasco on the show.
Just as big.
Just as big as
Janet. Just as big as Janet, man.
Janet Jackson, it's no coincidence that Janet Jackson and Andy Frasco are in town at the same time, right? You're going to be on stage with her tonight, rocking part of the Rhythm Nation.
I'm about to have a wardrobe malfunction right now just thinking about it.
I'm about to pop a titty out right now.
This is going to be a long show for me. This is going to be a long show. I know that there's some editing involved, and you actually started doing a podcast.
I did.
And no censorship on it whatsoever.
No.
That's the beauty of the pod.
Yeah.
It's the podosphere.
It's really awesome, by the way. I give you props. I listened to the latest one with Portugal the Man, which goes, those guys are, they're the men. They're such a great band.
They're a great band and they're great dudes.
Yeah.
Because they work
the entire thing.
They worked their dicks off, dude. 15 years on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they've lived in a minivan.
Pop stars, you know?
And they're pop stars now. I love it. It makes me happy. There's hope for us.
Yeah. Well, it's an awesome interview, but you started doing that on the road.
I have. You know, I stopped doing cocaine, so now I have all this free time. So
don't you have less time?
I have more money now.
No, yeah, you have more money.
Yeah,
but you got a lot less time. You're just more tired now.
Yeah, I'm sleeping good now. I'm drinking water. I'm kind of healthy.
Feeling healthier?
Yeah, I've been taking mushrooms every day. But
oh, okay. Well, I mean that helps. That's the natural way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Microdosing mushrooms. It helped me with cure my depression.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, I've heard it. You know, we've read about that.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I only take 0.7 a day. I shouldn't be telling this just in case the feds.
Grams?
0.7 grams.
But Jesus.
Not 7 grams.
Did some shaman tell you to do this? Like, all you have to do is just a little dabble, do ya?
Yeah, this cute hippie girl.
Okay.
No, she's a pharmacist. She does like a lot of nature stuff. But I've been listening to like Paul Stamets and Michael Pollan and, you know, studying their nutritionists, and they swear by microdosing mushrooms. So I was like, I'll try it out.
Do they just make you weird all the time though? I mean,
no, it's like you know, once it's like any drug. If you drink too much alcohol, you'll get jacked up too. So it's like if you have one, you'll feel like a buzz. But it's kinda like that.
Gotcha.
It's like
Are you on mushrooms right now?
I'm on mushrooms right now.
Oh,
Jesus.
No. Well, you know, he couldn't be at 3B without being on some hallucinogens.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I stopped. It's like I stopped doing.
Now people can't dose you because you'll be like, ha-ha, I already got myself, you bitches.
Joke's on you. Too late. Yeah, well, welcome to the show. And you've been actually in Arkansas for the past week, really changing your whole perspective on everything out on the river, right?
Dude.
Turned into a river rat?
Call me River Cat, baby.
River Cat.
It was great. I never turned off my phone for longer than a day, and I turned off my phone for 4 days, and just like kind of did some, you know, I took mushrooms.
Yeah, I saw in the news where you were missing.
Jew lost in Arkansas.
Yeah, it's never a good situation.
Never. Well, no, you. But you got on the river. You did the whole thing.
Yeah,
you,
I did the Buffalo. I did 40 miles.
We went
a canoe.
Yeah, I want to get some stories from the old canoe with Andy Frasco. We got that coming up on the show today. Pretty exciting stuff because we're also, you're just a guest on the show all day, so you got to attack all their stories here today.
Yeah. You're not even playing a show.
Not playing a show. I like.
You just came to what you call the mothership.
What if you just popped up somewhere and did something?
I'd be down.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Bailey, you want to DJ?
Sure. No, not really.
Will you just DJ my songs?
Can I just play the tambourine?
How's your DJ career going?
Terrible.
Why?
He stopped doing that stuff.
Yeah, pretty much stopped.
What?
I mean, I didn't quit.
No,
I'm still.
Bailey, talk to me here. No, this is therapy now.
Yeah. Get closer to you. Got to get up. Like, you got to.
He's
why'd you quit?
Okay,
now he's
deep throating the mic.
Jesus.
He didn't quit.
I didn't really quit. I've gotten really busy. I started a little tech company that's kind of taking.
Tell me about that.
It's taking over my time right now, so I hadn't had a lot of opportunities to get out.
So we need some perp loader.
I do have a girlfriend.
What's her name?
Her name is Ashley.
What's her social security number?
It's, I don't know, man. I've been trying to find out because I'm trying to steal her identity.
You like how Andy just turns this around. He's like interviewing you. He's got this. He's
so what's been, no, you. What's been up in your world that you don't talk about ever?
It's gonna be a long day.
It will be. I'm curious about this because you were so happy up there.
No, I love DJing. There's nothing that I didn't do it on purpose. You know, it's just like sometimes life happens and things pull you away from, you know, kind of the things that you really enjoy to do in pursuit of trying to do something, you know, that'll probably be a little more lucrative.
And maybe bigger.
Who are you right now? I don't even know this person. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Welcome to radio.
Yeah.
Where I have to edit. It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's going to be a long day here.
I know.
Me editing.
Of Brandon
I know.
Working.
I understand. Working. It's going to be a tough day. But we are going to have a fun day. We also get to talk to our friends from Feltner Brothers. They'll be coming up pretty shortly. We've got a Dog Days of Summer event happening tomorrow. We're talking about a weenie dog race and a hot dog eating contest all in one event. Lots of beer drinking. It's all for the Boys and Girls Club. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I believe one of the Feltner Brothers is going to be up here. We're going to hang out with one of the Feltner Bros and get a little bit more info on this event.
Info.
What's the normal intake of hot dogs for a hot dog eating contest?
Last
normal,
year was...
Well, what's normal? Like the championship in New Jersey?
No, I watched that. Did you watch that guy?
75.
Yeah, that's not normal.
That
but
is not
was
normal.
Skinny, too. That
eight.
Guy probably...
I think they do eight.
That guy craps himself... Probably.
He purges.
I don't think
he purges.
Anus is prolapsed or anything.
He throws that stuff up.
It's probably just lodged
up
in there.
You think he throws it up?
Yeah, he throws
it up. But like later. He eats it so quickly.
75 hot dogs.
But for a good Arkansas hot dog eating contest.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'd say 8 or 9 is the most that they can do.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot though. You ever eaten 8 hot dogs?
Damn, that
you ever
puts
had
it in
8 wieners in your mouth in a short span of time?
We'll talk about that.
Exactly. All right, we'll be right back.
It's 3B on your Friday with special guest Andy Frasco in studio all day long. It should be a lot of fun. You keep it here. It's on 3B Radio. It's New Rock 104.9 The X.
3B Radio is brought to you by the hardest working dentists in Northwest Arkansas, Beavers and Broomfield Family Dentistry. Set up an appointment with the best at bbdentistry.com. Crank up the laughing gas. It's time for more 3B.
That's right. Go online to bbdentistry.com. Dr. Beavers, Dr. Broomfield Family Dentistry. It's something called the Quality Dental Plan. It'll save you a lot of money throughout the year on your dental needs. So what you need to do is stop by the website, bbdentistry.com. All right, guys. Enough of that. I know that we're on radio and it's hard to see this, but Andy is messing everything up, of course. We figured this. Andy Frasco on the show.
Cocaine-free
and proud.
Andy Frasco.
I'm a new me!
I like that. That's good. Do you feel different?
Hell yeah.
What's the major difference?
You never
difference?
Really struck me as a guy who's on that much coke.
Yeah, I'm counting. Yeah. No, man, what's that?
I like that you couldn't finish that sentence.
Yeah, I'm sorry. God, these jokes, man. Yeah. What was that like? Like you said 6 months ago you got off the stuff.
Why? Why, first off?
Well, well, I think, why did you
did
start?
Did you not like it?
Why did I start?
Did you not like it? No, I mean, there was a things that are, you know.
I was just doing it to
too much.
Keep,
sure.
I do 250 shows a year for the last 12 years. Like, there's going to be days where you don't get any sleep and you're going to have to pick yourself up. And those, I went through a motion where I was taking ecstasy to wake up.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah. You know,
That's like playing baseball or basketball. That's a performance-enhancing drugs. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan would be upset.
Wait. Ecstasy's still a thing?
Dude.
I haven't seen it in... I mean, like, are you talking about MDMA?
Well, he's like in Europe
like
and stuff.
Tablets?
No, pills.
That's still a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Shows how old we are. Like, is ecstasy that's still around?
I thought they got rid of that.
Yeah, like, was that,
they're called lightning bolts.
Were you in Europe?
Nah, dog.
That was here in America?
Come on!
I didn't know.
You see this out everywhere. Out the festivals now, no one's drinking anymore. They're just drinking water and popping ecstasy pills.
I thought the kids did Molly.
They don't smoke ketamine. But
no.
Can you smoke ketamine?
I don't know.
I don't think you should. I actually don't think you should mess with that stuff at all.
So what was it? What was the final straw? What was the little voice in Andy Frasco's head that said, man, I got to stop doing drugs?
I was having anxiety because I hooked up with a girl and I thought I got her pregnant.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And
you're like, I need to turn my life around.
Oh, my God. It was scary. It was scary, man. I was, you know, it's like, you know, you're on coke and stuff. You're just all you. You're super horny all the time. You just want to bone down and drink and stay up all night. And then, you know, then I forget that, oh yeah, you have to play a show in a new town where people haven't seen you in a year.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to keep a smile on your face.
Right. They're expecting to see Andy the Party or
they
Frasco.
They don't want me to yell at Ernie Chang, you know, like on stage, like,
get it together, Ernie, stop drinking water. See,
like, you don't need cocaine anymore. I'm happy. Yeah.
That's so good.
I'm River Cat, baby.
So did you have to go through like a detox process? What was that like?
Yeah. I stopped masturbating and like I had to stop because it was.
He's serious. You're serious.
I was addicted to sex. Yeah, I was addicted
to sex. Okay, you
stopped
doing that. All right. Hands off Andy. Hands off a little Andy.
I stopped skeeting and I stopped beating off. And, well, that was because. Oh my God, this is horrible. I got to.
Okay. This is why we have you on the show.
I know. I mean, it's so interesting.
So, when you're in a band and you live with seven guys,
mm-hmm.
so you have to pretend like, you know, because we're not at that point where everyone gets their hotel room yet. So we share like two people.
Okay.
And, you know, so I'll pretend like I'm taking a shower, beat off real quick, blah, 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 and then just like turn the shower and like, put, you know, wash my hair a little bit, pretend like I'm just getting, oh, that was a great shower. But
gotcha.
Really, it's like, unclogged.
And everybody
system.
Outside is like, yeah, Andy's beating off again.
Well, you could tell when they're being off. Like, it's all math.
Yeah.
So you got to get in there quick. Boom, boom. Like you're taking a deuce or something.
Yeah.
And then get out.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, but I, you know, how your phone is on Bluetooth now.
Right.
So, you know, I normally do the U-porn from my phone.
And yeah, yeah.
So I get back in the van and I didn't know my Bluetooth.
We've seen this. happen
this
before.
This has happened to one of our friends.
Yes.
It's like, you know, double cream pie, just gross, 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 gross stuff.
Is that some sort of dessert? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a little Debbie.
Oh, okay. Why isn't the music playing? The whole band is listening to my porn in the bathroom, in the van.
Were they dying? Did they die laughing?
They were cracking up.
We saw something like
this. I tried to deny the whole thing. And just
no, you can't.
You can't. Then I just like, hey, Frasco, your phone's on. What was the title that song? I was like, oh, Jesus.
What song is that? Is that a new?
I'm done with the blow.
That's crazy. So, and that kind of all came, I hate to use the term, but hand in hand. Like, you're all that stuff kind of came together. So you stopped doing that.
Made a podcast, started listening to people.
Which the podcast sounds excellent.
Thanks, buddy.
It's so good. I listened to the latest podcast all the way through.
Thanks, buddy.
Really fun stuff. He does something which I'm really impressed with the halftime you do. And this guy just hates on Westworld. he hadn't seen that much of the game. He's seen like three episodes, but he just hates it because they're killing the things, not just everyone having sex with the robots. But I encourage you to go check it out, and we'll share that on 3B's Facebook page.
Thanks, pal.
We want to talk about coming back. First off, coming up, we do have our friends from Feltner Brothers stopping by the show. They've got a big time happening this weekend with the Dog Days of Summer. We'll talk about that. Also, Andy Rivercat.
Yeah, baby.
He has been on the river in here in Arkansas. A lot of you get that Arkansas experience where you wanted to really go to Arkansas and do canoeing.
Yeah, I realized that my whole Arkansas experience hasn't been past Dixon. And, you know, I was just drinking.
Oh, yeah, there's other stuff out there.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's incredible.
Beautiful, homies.
It's beautiful.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, natural state, you know, whatever. Because everyone was so cool. I wasn't even really worried about the hikings.
Right.
Because you got good people out here. I love
Yeah, you're with good people.
Yeah. But then I went out there.
It changed.
I was with the wild. I swear to God, I'm a new man. I'm from Los Angeles. I don't know camping. I took a
people
in the woods.
People camp on the LA River all the time. They're called homeless people.
You know,
we'll talk about
it's
that coming
the
up.
Same.
We'll talk about Andy the River Cat and his experience out there.
Honestly, I took a deuce once and I just
pounded like
my chest.
I've never even done that.
Yeah.
Never?
Well, now he's jealous.
No, I'm not really.
How about
really?
Come with me? We'll turn off our phones. We'll take mushrooms.
I don't poop in the woods.
Get primal. Honestly, I would.
You need to.
It was like my
man. I don't
want
to be back to back taking deuces with you. That's just
we can hold hands.
Okay.
Keep your heads from
as long as we can do that.
Right. Keep your heads out of the
That's
mud.
All right then.
I'll put the sand over yours, and you put the sand over mine.
Oh, that's sweet. You guys are bearing each other's turds.
There's
got to
be a term for this. It's like, what is that? Let's make up a term for it.
Sandy Deuce Bros.
Well, you're on the turd teams? I don't know. You're like, I don't know. We can figure something
We're
out.
Crossing logs.
You know, girls piss together. Why can't dudes crap
call
together?
Call it crossing logs.
So, dude, you want a deuce in the woods?
Let's go cross logs.
Let's go cross logs.
All right. Hey, coming back with that, we have the River Cat story coming up on 3B. It's New Rock, 104.9 The X on your Friday.
I'd say it's about time for a beer. Drink local, drink Core. Stop by a Core Public House today or pick up a six-pack at your local liquor store. Arkansas brewed, community driven. You're listening to 3B Radio, only on the X.
That's one thing that Andy didn't give up, is drinking. And so he's probably going to go get himself a Core beer. You know, it reminds you of Arkansas. Natural Core beer. Right here from the locally brewed in Springdale. Stop by your local Core Public House and stop treating that microphone like I don't even know what you're doing with that. Andy Frasco on the show.
You guys get upgrades? This is a new mic.
That is a new mic. It is a new mic. These aren't upgrades, though. And why? Please stop molesting the mic. I don't know why you. Oh, my gosh.
It's only
going to
take a couple more seconds.
Okay. I thought you said you were done. We're done with that stuff. All right. I told you to stop cursing so much, and you're just going to start making sex
you
now
didn't say
noises
anything about cum noises.
That's right. I'm going to have to edit that one for sure. All right, so we got to talk about you changing your whole perspective on everything. You've been out on the river. You went on a 40-mile float. I don't think very many Arkansans go on 40-mile
really?
Floats.
Really? I thought that's like a normal thing to do.
Nah, well, no, someone talked you into that. I mean,
seven and I'm out of there.
Yeah,
man.
Seven.
Really?
I'll drink and I'll be dead for the rest of the day.
Damn.
So but you went 40.
I went 40, so...
How many days?
It was 4 days camping, 3 days, like, straight rowing, dude.
By yourself? Did you have a row partner?
What was that? Big old river. they make the water more warm.
So did you have a row partner this whole time?
I had a row partner. He's in Vintage Pistol, Garrett.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was nervous to do. Everyone had their own thing. I'm like, no, I'm bringing Entourage. So I brought Garrett.
I like Garrett. Garrett's good people.
Garrett's a good guy.
I mean, did he navigate? Was he in the back of the boat?
I was in the back.
Okay, you were in the back, so you had to do most of the navigating.
But like, it was so shallow for the first 25 miles until you get to the.
Did
King
you have to
River.
Like get up?
Yeah, and
oh,
pull
no.
that. I felt like, oh boy.
That's not really floating, Andy. That's hiking.
Like
you're like walking over.
Well, you know,
the
like I wouldn't I mean I ain't holding that bitch the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm flowing it. You know, I'm rolling with it.
Okay.
I was scared. I almost got like I'm deathly afraid of snakes.
Oh wow, so there's a lot out there.
Dude, the moccasins are scary.
They're everywhere.
Why would you go out there if you're afraid of snakes? That's all there is out there.
Because I'm just trying to do things.
That is their home.
To fulfill. I know. I'm just.
You're upset. Bored.
Yeah. Yeah, I am bored.
You're bored.
It's bored as hell. You would have to be bored to do a 40-mile float. Like,
I don't think so.
I have absolutely nothing to do
in my life. I wanted serenity.
Right now.
You call this the motherland or mothership.
Is it really that serene when you're scared of snakes, though?
Well, that's why I drugged myself with mushrooms to. Get rid of my fear. Like I take mushrooms for the depression
Makes
and the
sense.
Fear. Like,
okay,
you know, like to not be scared.
So you weren't scared
when those mushrooms kicked off at nighttime. I was scared shitless. But during the trip, I'm just floating. I was just staying right in the middle of the river. I wasn't going by no banks.
So okay,
but I saw some deer. I saw a razorback.
Really?
Like a hog?
A hog?
Wild boar.
Wild boar. That was dope. And then I saw eagles, dude. It was America. There was like, I saw eight eagles.
Bald eagles.
Bald eagles.
Yeah.
It's
just
America.
Like soaring. You know, we're rooting them on.
You're yelling,
America!
USA! USA! USA!
It's
like,
true.
The chant going.
Honestly, we did that once.
Birds
saw,
are like,
saw
what in the hell are they doing?
Well, that's good. Okay.
So you
I respect that.
So you got to unplug as well. Like, you didn't use your phone.
Turned off my phone. I mean, I'm addicted to my phone. I'm like,
everyone is.
It's crazy. So, like, just to get away from social media and, like, wondering what people are thinking about you and wondering, you know, it's like.
Sort of cutting
media
the cord.
Is very insecure in a way where it's like we just refresh our friends' pages to give us some self-gratification.
Right, or, you know.
Or
have that connection with the friend. Or
yeah, but what kind of connection is it, you know?
It's very topical.
They're just showing us the good stuff in their life. I want to know the bad stuff.
Sure.
And I lost friendships because of that, because I felt like I didn't feel it was necessary to call people anymore because I know I just look at their Facebook, see what they're up to. And that's
right,
not
you've already caught up. That is. No, not really.
It's like, cool, you could.
But.
Hold up.
Uh-oh. All right. Booty call. Single man now, Brando. You're getting all that stick in that pipe.
This is not getting edited out, by the way.
That's an office call. Don't worry.
Yeah, right. Office. What was her name? Cindy?
No, there's no name on that, actually. I think it was just a business call. Anyways.
Shoot your shot, young man.
Oh, I know.
Skeet away.
Thank you.
Skeet everywhere you can.
Did you learn? Is this one of those things you learned while you're out there in nature?
Yeah, come everywhere. I learned so much about the nature. You could call me River King now. My next step is peyote in the desert.
Jeez.
You would do that.
Nah. I don't like drugs that last longer than like 3 hours.
Okay. I don't think.
I'd be able to turn them off.
You didn't really quit drugs. You traded.
Yeah. Like baseball, like Pokemon cards.
You made a trade.
I'll trade you this cocaine.
Hey, listen, I've hit the salary cap on cocaine and methamphetamine and MDMA. So now
I'm gonna have to get a veteran's
psychedelics.
Minimum.
We're recruiting some psychedelics into the mix.
I'm not into acid.
You
though.
Treat drugs like kids treat Halloween candy. Like, oh no, I've had these Reese's Pieces for a while. I'm gonna move on to this.
I'm just exploring how far I could take my brain without killing myself.
Well, you're doing good. I mean,
you can go pretty far.
You look healthy.
I feel good.
Yeah,
that's
and
a
you
lot safer than the alternative.
Yeah, mushrooms aren't addicting.
No.
People have a bad rap about mushrooms. When in 10 years, we're going to laugh about it like they had a bad rap about weed.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you.
For sure. Well, I think Colorado is trying to legalize it for medicinal purposes.
Yeah. I mean, it's, mental health.
Yeah.
It's one of the major... And now they're trying to medicinalize MDMA?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Like for PTSD.
America is about to be badass.
Dude, America... Eagles and mushrooms and MDMA, I'm never leaving. Build the effing wall.
To keep me in.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
We're going to need a wall once we have all these drugs. Everybody's going to be out of their minds just running around the desert. Know.
Well, you've
ending up in Mexico on accident.
No!
You do any Mexico shows? Do Mexico? You don't go down south of the border?
They don't really mess with us over there.
Huh.
I want to. I want to go south. We just do Europe and we do China.
You've done China. You do all over Europe.
Yeah. Western Europe.
They love you in China.
Dude.
I mean, how many people did you play for this year?
17,000.
17,000 in China.
1 year we opened for Justin Bieber.
Oh, that is awesome.
How the hell did you, in a 17,000 person venue, how the hell did you crowd surf all the way to the back of the venue?
I told him
to the stage.
Stop using your selfie sticks for 1 second. You're going to watch me. Because they love cameras. They'll film the whole thing. Like that. I'm like, no, this ain't happening. I'm getting you guys jumping. I'm getting you. Because you can't really track your fans because, it's communist as hell out there.
Yeah.
So there's no Facebook. Like, all of a sudden, these awesome Asian people are singing, like, smoking dope and rock and roll. I'm like, yes! That's what I'm talking about.
That's great.
Trying to bring
You're big
freedom.
In China. You're actually big in China.
Yeah.
Literally.
My penis is pretty big in China, too. It's like, the scale, it's like, damn, I could be a porn star.
So you're enjoying the traveling.
Still love it. I went through this thing where I almost quit. This is why I stopped taking drugs, because I was just like...
This was recently.
Yeah, 6 months ago. I was burnt out.
You're going to quit.
I was going to quit music.
What were you going to do? Real estate?
Well, that's what I thought. That's
accounting?
Andy Frasco, used cars. I think you could do a used car
Slaps
dealership.
The hood of the car and says,
welcome!
This baby ends rock and roll careers.
If the van ain't knocking, don't come rocking or whatever.
Yeah.
Andy Frasco, minivans.
welcome to Andy Frasco minivans. Got more minivans than anybody in the tri-state area. Come to ask Andy Frasco minivans. I don't pull out. That's why I need minivans.
Tell you what, condoms are extinct.
Andy Frasco minivans.
It's all about pulling out now, boys and girls. And if you don't pull out long enough, buy my minivan.
So how many?
I've had so many pregnancy scares. I invested in a minivan company.
Oh God.
What are you going to do? I mean, you think about that. I mean, you're,
I thought about that.
You've had a lot of time to ponder.
About coming here and being your third leg.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't pay.
Neither does music, so it doesn't matter.
What are you just hang out.
You've got a house in, do you still live in Kansas City?
I got a Kansas City house.
So, you know, music
pays. That was from my grandpa passing away.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm not making baller money to buy. I mean, I'm making enough. I make as much as a Starbucks employee.
Yeah, but you live like Rockstar. Like, every time I see you on social media, you're getting in somebody's plane. You know,
I got nice friends.
And that's a good thing. It's the connections. And that's how you start being rich in different ways.
All these accountants and stuff want to have
You're life rich.
I'm life rich.
Your friend rich.
That's a good t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Life rich. Thanks, Bailey.
Look at him.
I'll give you 10%.
He's writing down 10%. Dude. You know, you'll be life poor.
I don't want herpes. I don't want that 10% of your life.
Yeah, baby. Well, thank God, no herpes yet.
But, I mean, you think about that. You've had those thoughts. What is it for? Are you going to be doing the career forever? I mean, you could.
I mean, I'm trying. It's hard because, you know, it's so...
I don't think you've reached the top for Andy Frasca.
No way.
Like, you haven't had that wherever. I mean, so many people are learning to know you.
No, but not like the Portugal the Man style.
Exactly. And I think that could still be on the cusp. I don't think that it's over for you.
Thanks, so you almost quit, but what you know, kept you in the game?
I was, you know, I just had epiphany with myself. Like, I never had a relationship in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm losing, you know, like, I just turned 30, and I felt...
Oh, God.
You know, it's like, I know.
That's young.
I know I'm beeping about that, but...
Yeah.
I did better on that.
That was good. You could say... Funny thing is, you can say bitch, and that's the funny thing. But you're good. You're good.
Oh, that's the one. I thought you were just using some cool new L.A. slang that we were not aware of.
I wasn't beeping about it.
Yo, I was just beeping about it. No. I was just going through the thing. Like, I can't keep this lifestyle up.
Yeah, you can.
And then I hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
Now. Well, you can
totally.
You can keep the lifestyle up as what you've done with your changes.
Yeah. No, totally. And that's what I did. It's like... I'm focusing in on just trying to be a better person.
And
you know?
I think
selfish.
And you travel a lot, so you said you've been learning to listen and to be a little bit more aware of your surroundings. So I could see that being in other cities, you could be more excited that you visit them again, and you know, just like you visited Arkansas and you went to the river.
Yeah. Instead of, you know, just staring at my phone and letting the time that I share with someone I get one day a year with most of these people.
Yeah.
And if I'm just like sitting on my phone just thinking about tomorrow, you're not really living in the moment. And that's the reason why I started playing music. And that's why I had this epiphany. Like, I'm not enjoying this anymore because I'm not being in the moment. That's what music got me, is to be in the moment. And I was just thinking about tomorrow's gig and tomorrow's paycheck or tomorrow's or mortgage. You know, it's like I wasn't doing music as a job anymore. I wasn't doing music as a passion anymore. It felt like I was doing it as a job. And I told myself the minute I'm not happy with it, I'm going to quit.
So I think a lot of people have that same situation. You know, maybe not in this rock star Andy Frasca situation, but people have that all the time. I know people that
like grass
have the
is
corporate
greener?
Jobs. Yeah. Or have the corporate jobs and think, man, I could be doing something better with this. But they'll just sit around and, you know, not make those changes.
Yeah. Well, totally. And I basically took my life work and I'm starting to take examples of how I could be a better person in my work, but also in my personal life. How can I be a better person to my friends and the people I care about? You know, I don't want to just, you know, God forbid I kick early or something. I don't want to be remembered as just the party guy who was just selfish. I want to spread.
If you
happiness.
Do kick early, though, you'll be on 0.7 grams of mushrooms and it's going to be amazing.
It's like, this guy died off of 0.7 mushrooms in his blood.
Of all things.
Of all things.
I thought Andy Frasca was stronger than that. That's straw that broke the camel's back. Well, we have Andy on the show all the rest of the day here on 3B. So
sweet.
We're excited. Dang it. We're excited. We get to talk about...
I think you can say that.
Sweet dick.
No. Well, you can say it that way, but I don't know.
Sweet
dick. I don't know anymore. Is that a person? Do you know? Is that one of your friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in the band now.
Okay. That guy in your pants.
No, all right, now
he's their tour manager. Right. We used to call him Joe, but now we just call him Sweet Dick.
Oh, hey, little Sweet Dick McDermott.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is perfect. That just rolls off the tongue.
I love Joe.
Joe is the man.
Joe's been with me for 2 years. Arkansas, I'm an Arkansas boy. I take him.
He's a great dude. He's awesome.
Yeah, I love Joe.
Well, we have Andy sticking around here on the show the rest of the time. I'm going to do some editing, and we'll be right back on 3B. It's New Rock, 104.9 The X.
The Afternoon Show representing Northwest Arkansas. 3B Radio, New Rock, 104.9 The X.
Your Friday brought to you by RB's. RB's Flooring. They're located at Ozark Center Point Place in Springdale. They have all the latest designs on your flooring needs. All the latest trends in carpet, hardwoods, and all the rest of the flooring. Here's the deal. You mention the X, and you get 10% off on all your flooring needs. It's all at RB's Flooring. Check it out. Ozark Center Point Place in Springdale. Just off of Sunset out there. These guys, Andy Frasco joining us here on the show, doing rock star things here in the studio.
Bailey and I are
he's doing Jewish rock star things.
Jewish rock star things where he's balancing his checkbook with a new app.
You can see how much money you spend.
And it's terrible. Doesn't that just make you feel bad? I don't know how it's going to change anything. Does it change anything?
I
feel bad. I don't like all the late night Uber drives I take.
Well, what are you going to do instead?
Okay, so the app is called Clarity Money.
Clarity Money. Okay.
I guess it's cheaper than a DUI.
It's definitely cheaper than a DUI. I mean, what's the alternative? You're going to walk? You have to take an Uber, especially when you're in towns.
The river cat does not walk.
The river cat. You just need a canoe now.
I just float everywhere.
Andy Frasco needs a canoe with some wheels on it.
Oh.
Now that you're a river cat, you've been hanging out there in the river.
Please don't call me Frasco. Call me River.
So did you on Friday? Are you superstitious at all, Andy?
Yeah, super superstitious.
So it's the Friday the 13th. You know that, right?
Today,
yeah.
Oh, should we not go out tonight, Bailey?
Totally going out.
I always think
the reason to get. Is it a full moon too?
I think it is. It can be scary, but I actually think Friday the 13th is lucky for me. I don't know. I've always had good days on the 13th, and you know what? It's leaning up the same way. I'm having a great day. But in history, according to history...
No, you almost lost your wallet
History.com. I did almost lose my wallet, but I found it.
All right.
So, I mean, it's been okay so far.
You were stressing out before you got here.
I was, but I found my wallet.
All right, so it's good.
So, according to History.com, Friday the 13th, fear may have come from superstition surrounding the number 13 in general, as a lot of people know. While 12 has been associated with completeness, 12 months in a year, 12 signs in the zodiac, 13 has been more considered bad luck. Possibly dating back to ancient times. It's believed that the fear of 13 was spawned by biblical origins. So a lot of people in the Bible. 13 guests attending the Last Supper. Oh, what happened then? They had some delicious food. But then someone died. Because I saw that they did have a great spread on the food. Anyways, the number later...
I don't read past the Old Testament, dog. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. You didn't know anything about no suppers.
I don't know nothing about no suppers, doggy.
I hate to tell you, but the Jews weren't very nice. The number later spawned the 1800s secret society called the 13 Club, which dined 13th of the month every year, 13-course meal. Very scary stuff, huh?
Who did a 13-course meal? Who's doing a 13-course meal?
The 1800s, they had a secret society called the 13 Club. And that's when they had the 13-course meal out there.
Man, that's some hungry motherfuckers right there, dude. 13 courses?
13 courses altogether.
Oh, my God.
That's
like gluttony at its max.
Maybe they're tiny courses. You don't know. I mean, they could be small.
13 courses! I'd be so pissed if I was like the servant or whatever. Just like, here's another course. I'm starving.
Here you go,
in the fatties. 1800s.
The number paired to the day that hit pop culture in 1907 with the publication of a novel called Friday the 13th. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, the horror film, it spawned the horror films and, of course, has been bad luck ever since. Some people just, you know, you got to make your own luck sometimes. I know luck is some of the thing, but I don't know if you put it on a date.
If you're in prison and you have to have the Wonder Bag treatment with one person. You know what the Wonder Bag treatment is?
I don't know what the Wonder Bag treatment is.
It's when you make love in prison. You put a Wonder Bag over your...
Over it?
Cock,
okay.
And balls, and you put some oil on it.
Okay. Yes.
Hear me out.
Wait, well, like a Wonder Bread?
Wonder Bread bag treatment.
Oh, okay.
So like it's like a condom.
Okay.
Okay, so
it's a really big condom, though. Oh, yeah. That prison dick is huge.
All right. So if you had to, like, there was no choice. Either you're in the shower or whatever, and you're... You have Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger's hot mom?
Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger.
You got Freddy Coogs.
Freddy Coogs. Freddy Coogs.
She's 46 and she's banging.
Oh, dude. That does sound
okay,
like...
Okay, so you got Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
You have Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And you got Nick Nolte.
Oh, my God.
Whose gang would you be in?
Oh, whose gang?
Nick Nolte's.
Yeah? You just say that because he's Nick Nolte? I want Texas Chainsaw. He's
I like
huge.
Freddy. Freddy's in people's dreams. He goes, you know, like he's on both sides of the
But what if you
realms.
Wake up? Will he be there when someone's beating the crap out of you?
Yeah, you might have a point. That's, but why Nick Nolte? Is he just a scary guy? Is that why he's...
Have you seen his prison photo? It's awesome.
Dude, it is awesome. It really is good.
I feel like he'd be like a introvert. Just hang out in prison in the corner, not talk to anybody.
He's probably a super nice guy. You know?
Are you Nick Nolte? He'd be talking to everybody. He'd be talking to everybody's ear off.
Hey, it's Nicky! Hey, Nicky!
There's no shutting him up.
With that picture, something spooked him. Have you seen that photo? Oh, my God.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
You just don't get that many opportunities to see such a fantastic photo. I have been watching on the roster of Washington County jail roster for years. I haven't seen anything that cool.
Yeah, I like that newspaper. It's everywhere here.
The jailbird.
I love that.
I mean, I like it, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't think people need to be on Front Street.
They should call it Front Street. Yeah.
They put it on Front Street.
Oh, like, is it... I thought it was just like a tacky thing they do in the gas station. So they really just give that out to everybody?
No, I mean, it is a tacky thing they do at the gas stations. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's real people.
You
know, like, Andy, if you were arrested here, you would be on the front of that page.
I did not know that. No, that
And
sucks.
They would love to put Andy Frasco on the top of that.
Oh, yeah.
So they're just, like, looking to put whoever they can in that. I don't know. It's a little shady to me.
So who makes the money off of free photos?
I think they do the advertising thing.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So I believe you have to buy it. It's like $2 or $3. So your friend, all right, so your friend gets a Dewey.
Oh, so you're buying
it
for nostalgia.
He's in there like, oh, dude. Yeah. Can you believe this dude? He's all over this thing, and you know you go buy it. So
that sucks.
Yeah, it's the same thing with the website. I don't think that should be put on the website, but that's just me.
I don't get why they make your picture public. I guess I now I get it now.
Well,
after
they
I
do,
said that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's out there anyway. It's not like
but the picture that you're.
It's not like Jailbirds is the bad guy.
No, not Jailbirds, but I'm talking about the people.
Yeah, the Washington
like,
County.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of
Jailbirds is kind of the bad guy.
Well,
someone's got to
approve
that.
It's already
that.
Out there. They're just putting it on paper.
Do you guys
and showing it off to everybody?
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of other counties doing that though.
Nope,
they don't.
There's just some a-holes living here, man.
Damn, that's messed up.
Making monies off the backs of the people being arrested. It's just weird.
They figured, it'll embarrass you so bad, it'll be a deterrent to you know whatever, but. How about we just have less stupid laws?
Yeah.
And
Mama made the newspaper.
Yeah, you won't have to be.
If I'm getting embarrassed, I want
10%. Yeah, you need to get some money off.
Can I get some money from that? And if you're slandering my name, at least I can get paid for it.
That might be a thing. That might be a thing.
I'm on it.
Hey, coming up on 3B Radio, you go to Bend, Oregon, don't you, Andy?
Yeah, I love Bend.
Well, I'm going to tell you, they have one of the last of something in the entire United States, and it's pretty exciting. Maybe a place that you have to visit next. We have that coming up here on 3B on your Friday with special guest Andy Frasco, guest host all day here.
What's my name?
River Cat.
Thank you.
Frasco on the show. We have that all day here. Should be a lot of fun. Keep it here. It's 3B. It's New Rock, 104.9 The X.
The Afternoon Show representing Northwest Arkansas. 3B Radio, New Rock, 104.9 The X.
3B Radio on your Friday. Getting ready to bounce out of here on a Friday. It's going to be some craziness. Andy Frasco in town. Also, I know that the Rhythm Nation is in town. Can you believe Janet Jackson is around? That's at the Amp tonight. I'm sure... Everyone knows that in advance. I'm also reminding you it's Friday the 13th, and the Amp is offering $20 Coheed and Cambria tickets and Taking Back Sunday tickets. Those are lawn tickets for $20 a piece right now and today only. So you can get them for $20, Coheed and Cambria, at the Amp at the end of the month, and it's going to be an exciting one, I'm telling you. So go to amptickets.com, purchase your tickets. I also got a question. Andy Frasco's on the show with us. He's been with us the entire afternoon.
What's up?
It's been It's been fun. It's always fun hanging out with you.
I love hanging out with you. Thanks for letting me just crack. I just text you. I'm coming into the studio.
Coming in hot. Yeah.
Rod dogging.
Well, we told
skeeting everywhere.
Wonderbagging.
Wonderbagging. Rod dogging. Wonderbagging. Well, skeeting all over this sweet new mahogany desk that you have in this.
It's beautiful, isn't
gorgeous
it?
Gorgeous $2 million studio.
Yes.
You just bought.
I mean, it's coming up, isn't it?
It's looking good.
But you know, you're welcome anytime. We've told you this. You're an honorary bee. And so anytime that you're in town, we'd love to have you up here. But it's the last break, so I want to make sure that we get all the positives out. I know that you are a positive guy. I do a lot of that stuff, too. I try to be as positive as I can with friends.
Yeah.
I think in the last couple of years, you've gotten even more motivational, should we say.
Thanks, bud.
You know, I think there are a lot of people that don't just see Andy as that's the dude that surfs to the bar and gets a beer. Or, you know, I want to dose that dude. Yeah. You're also become to this person where people, I think, expect you to be happy and have a smile and have some motivation. They get sort of motivated by what you do.
Yeah, buddy.
Do you feel that? Do you feel like not a burden, but like sort of a duty?
Totally. Use that word. That's why I'm doing it, man. Like, I want to bring the little bit of happiness I can into anyone's world who will let me. You know?
Yeah. I think that's the way to do it, and you do it on a daily basis.
Bulaka!
But you've been off tour, so you're getting ready to go back on tour.
I'm going back on the road.
Where's the next spot for Andy?
We're going next week. We're going to the Northwest, Idaho, Salt Lake, blah blah blah, and then I have a month off in August. I've never done that before. I'm coming back here. We'll party it up
in August.
We'll skeet it up, and then
what about you? Ever go up the West Coast, like?
Yeah, we're
in Oregon.
Yeah, we're opening for Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. Have you heard that?
Dude, yes, they're coming to George's as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we're on that tour.
Have you been listening to them?
Yeah, we toured. We did Jam Cruise with them.
They are incredible.
They're cool.
That's awesome.
You should get the guy with the crazy eyes on the show.
What do you mean crazy eyes?
This guy, he's the lead singer and guitar player. He looks possessed.
Oh, really?
He's got these big old bulgy eyes and doesn't even do drugs. He's like the sober guy in the band. He just like has this crazy look like, ooh, I'm about to make love to you.
Even though you don't want to. No, I've been listening to some of his
music.
They're
awesome, dude.
I'm not a jam band, like, big jam band fan, but they're really good.
I'm not either. And they're one of the only, I'm not going to say that, but they're one of the bands I enjoy.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you've been up to Bend, Oregon. I want to tell you, there's something in Bend, Oregon that is nowhere else in the United States.
Do you know where Bend, Oregon is?
I don't know exactly where
it is. It's in the middle of Oregon.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have you ever seen that documentary, Wild Wild Country?
I don't think so. What is this?
But the Roshanish all boning each other and shit. And
no,
like
I have not seen that.
10,000 Roshanish moved to Oregon to...
Yeah, I started to watch
Dude,
it.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it's around there.
Okay, how's the vibe there?
Oh, they're all just like, they love REI and they love outdoor stuff and like...
Oh, flannel. Wearing,
yeah, they paddleboard. There's a river running through it and they build like kayaks, surfing. And
very
like,
cool. Yeah. Well, they also like their Blockbuster. They are the only place in the United States that has a Blockbuster.
Get out of town.
It's true. This week, there are actually three stores remaining, but by next week, there will be only one, and it will be in Bend, Oregon. Alaska's,
they're holding on.
Their last two Blockbusters in Alaska, the place where, you know, you can't get very many, you know, your
what
Wi-Fi's
not. What was your go-to rental when you were a kid?
Movie gallery.
Or like
the actual movie? The actual movie, you'd rent a million times.
Anything that Pauly Shore was in.
Yeah?
Pretty much.
Dumb and Dumber for
me. Dumb and Dumber. Ernest Goes to Halloween or whatever.
I love Ernest. Ernest Goes to Camp is a good one. All the Ernests were good.
Did they sell porn there?
They used to, yeah.
Really?
Blockbuster had the adult section.
Oh, but it was like Skinamax, like boring. Like
no, I think they went.
I mean, like if you watched one of them right now, you would be like, "What?"
Yeah, especially the raw stuff on the internet now.
Yeah. you're leagues ahead.
Do you think you could still off of those off of those movies?
Yeah.
Really?
You said that. Sorry, guys.
Pretty silly.
Yep. Got a little choked up. Yeah.
I think I've.
But it really doesn't take much for me.
I used to be off and just like stop the frame when Sharon Stone like crossed her legs. What movie was that? And you got to see
Basic Instinct.
You saw her like vagine for a little bit.
What 14-year-old kid hasn't?
I used to send magazines.
On
like,
them?
Like glory shots.
No.
Dude. Yeah, dude. I'd be like.
I believe they call those tributes.
Tributes! My mom found the magazine.
No.
And she like, it was like from 5 years after, and it was just crusty. Like, Andy, this is the sickest shit I've ever experienced. That was gross. Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
Love you.
That's terrible.
That was pre-drugs, too.
Pre-drugs. That was just horny Frasco.
Horny Frasco.
Just skeeting everywhere.
Handy Andy.
Come in the fish tank. All right.
Jeez. So, well, that was, I was just talking about motivation. I guess that's some motivation. No, but the Blockbuster. We'll talk about this. So we had something called Take Two, which they, I don't think they do rentals anymore, like movie rentals. But they do other rentals.
I think they sell Xboxes and stuff now.
Well, like buy one, get one?
Yeah, they did buy one, get one. And their adult section, I mean, I promoted it for years.
That was good?
It was large. I'll just say that. It was the... it was bigger than the whole movie. It's
probably what keeping them in business.
Probably. But anyways, that was...
Do I want to watch Love Actually or...
It's way before the internet, I guess.
Debbie Does Dallas.
But that is it. They closed the two stores in Alaska. Have you ever played any shows in Alaska?
I haven't.
Is that something that any bucket list?
Ass.
You just don't want to go up there?
No, just like you have to fly there. You got to rent a van. You got to, I mean, it's like a
it's
big
a
ordeal.
It's a big ass place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't.
And none
just,
of the places are close together.
And you're not driving to Alaska.
No. That's,
no, you don't.
You can, but you're not.
Nobody's doing that.
No one's doing
driving
it.
To freaking Alaska. Damn, I did good there.
Yeah, you did good.
Frick.
What's going to happen when you have to do your podcast and you're like going to censor yourself now? Because
oh
you
God.
Do your podcast. Do you do a weekly podcast?
I do a weekly podcast. So now, I interview on the road all these musicians. Blah, blah, blah.
And Squatch, Sasquatch.
Yeah, Yeti.
Yeti. Sorry, Yeti. Yeah. Is he in your band?
No, he's like a BMX. He announces BMX shows and like snowboarding shows.
Nice.
And he used to be a preacher. So like the idea was me, Crazy Frasco, and then this preacher who is teaching me how to be a decent human being.
Is that working?
Yeah, I feel better. I mean, I still talk about and I love dick jokes. And
yes.
I think the dick is funny.
It's hilarious.
You ever look at your dick and like, Bailey?
No, I'm like, man, that is one serious piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah.
Take this serious.
I looked at my dick once, and I was nervous because it was had a little shade of perp.
Mm-hmm.
Perp loader.
Perp loader. But like, have you, you know, like, I don't like observe or anything, but
yeah, you do.
You know, I'm just judging.
You watch a lot of porn.
You do too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I didn't
okay,
make
what
a claim.
What type of porn do you watch?
This really describes you.
I like a little bit of everything.
What's that mean?
Like it's got to be a lot of everything.
Yeah,
it's everything all happening all at once.
Some GB, some DDP, some.
What's DDP?
Oh wait. I think I was thinking of
DDP,
the wrestling
that's
movie.
Diamond Dallas Page.
This ain't a wrestling move, yeah. Homie.
Okay, maybe I just watch wrestling. I don't even watch porn.
Oh, that wasn't porno you've been watching. That's WWE Monday Night Raw.
I love that.
I don't know what you're...
Well, the names kind of sound like
raw.
It could be porn. Monday Night Raw.
It's all men running around in their underwear.
No condoms on Monday nights. We go Monday Night Raw.
Girl, I'm about to DDT that...
This is you're making it really difficult.
Yeah, mostly
for me.
Just watch wrestling. I guess I don't watch porn. That's it.
Close though.
Man, wrestling is like gay porn.
It's
when we're a kid, there. Think about it. Like we've just seen dicks.
Yeah, you don't see junk.
You see package.
You see package.
These guys are wearing undies.
But
and
when
like,
you're a kid, did you notice that? I didn't look at that when I was a kid. I just thought, wow, that's a strong dude.
Yeah, I kind of didn't. Look
I didn't
at
really
that,
look at
like
that.
That.
I wasn't
no,
like.
No, I'm talking about now. You're 30 and you look like, damn. I was really.
I really don't watch wrestling.
Stone
I watch
cold.
Porn.
I've been rewatching like American Gladiators and stuff, and like old wrestling.
I've been watching new. I've been trying to get into the Monday Night thing. I've been trying to just see who the new wrestlers are.
My drunk ass. I was just, you know, Facebooking or Instagramming, and Ric Flair had a thing on his merch box. Like, for $200, you could have Ric Flair call you on Father's Day or call your father. I'm like, screw it. This is a great podcast thing. I'll pay $200 and have him call me, and I'll just hopefully he leaves a voicemail so they think, like, Ric Flair is telling me that I have a kid before I know I have a kid.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. I'm a dad?
Yeah.
Like making a whole like
yeah.
prank.
And so, but he called on a block number. I'm like, oh shit, what is this?
You didn't even know what was happening.
No. And he answers, he's like, hey, Andy, it's the Nature Boy. I'm like, whoa, my God. And I studied, like, how many kids do you have? I'm like, I don't actually have any kids, sir. I was just trying to, I just wanted to talk to you. Like, you're a cool guy and you're getting older, and I just wanted to give you some love.
What do you? How did that? How do you receive that?
He's like, yeah, he was on autopilot. Yeah, he's like, thank you,
thank you.
I can't woo that much anymore.
The nature boy, thank
you.
You
know, you think about how many people did that. You probably had at least 1,000 people.
He gets wooed at every day. If he's out in public, someone's wooing him.
He did. Yeah,
but he's the man. I like him.
I've been rewatching his hype man videos, dude. That fool was sticking. Did you watch the Andre the Giant documentary?
I did.
How amazing was
Apparently
that?
Apparently, that dude slayed chicks with his finger.
Dude, that fool was sticking, dude.
Did you see
dude, that was crazy.
His index finger
is large.
They were all like, well, yeah, the ladies really loved him because you've seen his hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you think he can even fit in a vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what? I bet you he tried. I'm just saying he probably...
Oh, but that fool would... Those fools be sticking, right?
Celebrities do that. I mean, you got to.
Justin, you know who's off the market?
Who's that?
Justin Bieber. You got a husband or wife?
You got a husband.
I believe you the first time.
That would be such torture if you're Bieber and you're getting vagina thrown at you.
He's not going to stop.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're just going to see in some tabloid in about 3 years
of him hooking up with someone.
Well, like, yeah. Why have that pressure? If someone's like. Just, like, don't tell anyone you're getting married and just, like, be with a girl.
Maybe they're, I don't know, open relationship.
Yeah, that ain't flying. No, open relationships. I mean,
they don't work?
I don't know. I've never had a relationship. Oh, okay. That's, like, my dream.
To have an open relationship?
To actually talk to someone about my feelings.
That's my dream.
It is, honestly. And not them being freaked out that I'm a freak.
Well, I think everyone has those, that deal. I think everyone has that. That's the acceptance situation.
You're a single man now. Tell me about that.
I don't have anything
to do.
Come on,
Brandon, dive
tell me about
it.
That. It's good. I'm fine.
You making love?
I've been working. Not really,
Here
no.
comes the music.
Carol Tanner.
Cue Brandon's uncomfortable music.
Brandon?
No, I'm doing good.
You making love?
No, not really.
You had a threesome?
No.
Yet?
I'm not really. Like, I don't want to... I don't want to disappoint two women, you know? Like, I just,
What about,
that way.
Now that you're on the game, did you ever, like, too quickly? Like, in a situation?
No. And I don't, no comment, because I'm not really...
This is my problem about fast.
Yeah?
When I'm not drunk, I super quick.
Oh, okay.
But when I'm drunk and, you know, I'll last. But when I get so nervous, because I don't have a lot of... Sober sex, I guess.
I like these.
So what are you going to do now?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I have no idea.
You got a lot of time.
I haven't been with a girl in 4 months.
So you months. Are you abstaining? Are you abstaining now?
I'm just trying to be more selective. I'm not just trying to.
So you're not Andy Manhor.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a chick.
There you go. So you're going to do that by being a little cleaner.
I'm going to be a little cleaner.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just raw dog everything.
Right. And Bailey actually, you endorsed Andy on his social media earlier, saying that he is clean now.
Yeah.
So there's a good bill of health.
Yeah.
From
I checked it
I
out.
I don't know, a radio
it's
DJ
fine.
From Fayetteville.
Yeah, my dick's clean, yo. It's been clean. I'm amazed. I checked my shit out.
Look how much editing Brandon's going to have to do because of you.
Writing
that
times
whole, that whole post-it note is filled.
I'm sorry.
And it's just got curse words all over it. Like, hey, don't miss the P word here.
Yeah.
Don't miss that one. It's all good.
Well, I'm sorry, bud.
Hey, no, it's fine. It's worth it to have Andy Francisco in the studio hanging out. We had a good time today.
I had a great time with you guys. I just love hanging out with you. I love just staring
Wait,
at
have
Bailey.
You. Have you abstained from hand stuff still, too?
Well, like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lies.
That's a lie.
We're on radio.
Yeah.
No. I used to off like maybe once.
Oh, so you slowed it down.
Yeah, I think I off like once a week now.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I mean, you gotta. I guess
you gotta unclog the system, bud.
Yeah. Then you turn into a Republican. No, I'm just joking.
Fill up a bucket.
Dude, once a honestly, week. Like you're talking about 13. I'm doing 13 ropes every time I come, dude. It's crazy, dude. I feel like a porn star. You know, like we do this thing on our podcast, Porn of the Week, where the guy just gives us the most aggressive organ. Like,
yeah.
It's happening now that I'm
So they're more intense.
He's got to pump
the
brakes.
I'm like sweating. Yeah. Because I got accidentally, someone gave me meth by accident once in Germany.
What?
Yeah. I mean, that's we know that that happens.
Dude,
you know?
The, half the stuff people are snorting now has methamphetamines in it.
Fair enough.
Good
but,
to know.
But what happened?
I was in Germany. It was just like, I got tagged Mr. Human Cocaine.
Uh-huh.
And so in the newspapers.
How do you say that in German?
Yeah, is no, it, was it a word
Mr.
you like?
Mr. Human Cocaine. Eddie Frasco's coming to town, Mr. Human, because I'm a hyper.
Okay.
But like, I guess people took that way too literally.
So they brought you a bunch
of
drugs.
Hey, Mr. Frasco. It was on the street, and it was like Nuremberg. Mr. Frasco, oh, Mr. Human, you want some? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? So I snorted it, and it would just burn my eyes. I'm like, oh, no, this is so bad, dude. This
oh,
is
no.
not cocaine. This has to be something else. And, you know, it was crystally, so it was like just going.
And then you didn't sleep for 5 days?
Sleep for 2 days. I woke up trying to be off in a bathroom in a hotel lobby because that's the only place I could find internet. And my dick was not working. I'm just like, you know, doing the Indian.
Oh, Indian.
Kind of like rolling bread
yeah,
down.
Yeah, it's
like, you're making Play-Doh
me
snakes?
Me make now. Like, and I finally came with like a flaccid penis and I woke
it's
up.
It's amazing how you can do that, by the way.
It's really amazing. I was sweating. Like, what am I doing? I'm in a hotel bathroom.
Lobby. The epiphany.
What am I doing with my life?
I gotta straighten up.
I've been just like going on porn videos and just trying to scroll to the end where they climax. You know,
fast
just so
forward.
I can come quicker.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Me come, me man. Jeez.
This is going to be the worst editing I've ever done.
I know. Sorry, bud.
You know, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, we do have to take off now. But Andy will be back
hold on,
in Fayetteville in August, right?
I haven't booked a show yet. I need to book a show in August.
You should probably talk to somebody about that since while you're in town.
I want to throw a festival outside, like spring block party.
Yeah,
Where we just bring the craziest bands like Bird Cloud, us, Gogo Bordello, and throw a circus.
That would be amazing.
I think we could do that.
You think
we could
make it happen?
I think we could pull that off.
If there's any people willing to give us their street. All right, we got to go.
Yeah, we do. But you have 30 seconds.
Okay.
Motivational. This is your last 30 seconds until August.
Guys, stop doing ketamine at festivals. You look like a crazy person when you're talking to yourself. I know base nectar's tight. But ketamine, guys, it's a horse tranquilizer. A mother effing horse tranquilizer.
You are not a horse.
You are not a horse. You're a human.
Just remember that. You'll never be a horse.
You'll never be a horse. And drink water. And
hydrate.
Hydrate. And don't off in a hotel lobby. Don't listen to me at all about off in a hotel lobby because you could go to jail. Like George. Who was that? Stevie Herman? Pee Wee Herman?
Pee Wee.
George
yes.
Michael.
George Michael bet off. And look what happened to him.
He's dead.
So did Pee Wee.
So did Pee Wee. So. Stay off the ketamine. Make love. Be fearless.
But not as often as you
not
should.
Not Play-Doh snakes.
Don't play with snakes.
Don't play with snakes.
And wear a condom. Chlamydia's back.
Okay, it's back. Which, by the way, is the name of the new title track from Andy Frasco's album. Chlamydia's back.
Chlamydia.
You'd have some inspirational there. All right, guys, that
guys.
Does it for us.
Thank you so much.
Man, it's always awesome to have Andy Frasco on the show. You can check out the entire podcast as
where we
have
going tonight?
On iTunes.
Bailey?
He's going to drag
you. Let's throw a party.
We're not telling the greater public.
He's dragging you around somewhere.
I'm taking you everywhere.
It's going to be a party tonight. Come out and say hey somewhere on Dixon Street,
better
I'm sure.
Moisturize that.
One more edit for the road. You guys enjoy your weekend. We'll be back here on Monday. It's 3B. It's New Rock, 104.9 The X.
Love you guys.